Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Consider becoming a member of the Classical Network or a sponsor of Well-Tempered Baroque. Visit us at wwfm.org. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Antonio Vivaldi was 35 years old in 1713 when he made his debut in Vicenza as a composer of opera. Years later, 2 years before his death actually, he claimed to have written 94 operas, but prolific as he was, we know he tended to overstate himself. Around 50 librettos survive, but only about 20 scores. In addition to Vicenza, Vivaldi wrote operas for the Teatro San Angelo, the Teatro San Samuele, and the Teatro San Moise in his native Venice, and for theaters in Florence, Mantua, Rome, Milan, Reggio Emilia, Verona, and Prague. Not all of his operas were successful, but he nonetheless achieved great acclaim as a composer and also as an impresario. He managed theaters, he booked singers and orchestras, and he on occasion produced operas of other composers. Vivaldi's La Tenede opened on December 29, 1728, at the Teatro della Pergola in Florence. The libretto was by Apostolo Zeno, who actually wrote the libretto in 1709. La Tenede, daughter of a philosopher of Athens, has sought refuge in Constantinople after being pursued by the Persian prince Varane. La Tenede has taken the name Udosa and is now engaged to the Emperor Theodosius. But she discovers that Varane has followed her to Constantinople to woo her, so she sends Theodosius a jewel in confirmation of her loyalty to him. But the jewel winds up in Varane's hands, thanks to the machinations of the emperor's sister, and she's banished from the realm. Let's listen to the dramatic aria, Ferma Teodosio, in which she protests her innocence but accepts her fate. This is soprano Emma Kirkby with the Brandenburg consort, Roy Goodman, director.
Ferma Teodosio, ascolta, l'innocenza te parlo per bocca mia. Tu sei tradito, ascolta.
avessi creduto al tuo consiglio, chi men creduto avessi alla mia speme. Eccomi, andiamo, fuggiamo queste innocere, queste fatali arene.
Thank you.
Emma Kirkby, soprano, with the Brandenburg consort, Roy Goodman, director, in a performance of Ferma Teodosio from Antonio Vivaldi's 1728 opera La Tenede. Griselda dates from 1735 and opened in Venice on May 18th of that year. Vivaldi dedicated it to Federico Valignani, the Marchese di Capogatti. The original libretto, also by Apostolo Zeno, dates from 1701 and was based on the Decameron. It was revised by playwright Carlo Goldani specifically for Vivaldi. Vivaldi's friend Anna Giro sang the title role, and it's believed that the libretto revision was necessary because of Giro's limitations. Griselda was a shepherdess who became the wife of the King of Thessaly, much to the chagrin of the people. To appease his subjects, the king orders the murder of their newborn daughter Costanza, but in secret he sends the infant to the Prince of Athens to raise her. After many years, a son is born, and now the people rise up, so the king must abandon Griselda. The king seeks a new bride, and the bride that's presented to him is none other than Costanza, the daughter he gave up. But she's in love with an Athenian prince. Eventually, Griselda's permitted back to court. Costanza's true identity is revealed, and she marries her prince. This is Roberta Invernizzi singing two arias from Griselda. We hear the reflective Ombre Vane from Act 3, Scene 5, which I must say is the most upbeat lament I've ever heard, and this is followed by the very optimistic and virtuosic Dopo d'Arido Procello from Act 3, Scene 6. Soprano Roberta Invernizzi with La Risonanza, directed by Fabio Bonizzoni.
Oh,
soprano Roberta in Venezia with La Risonanza, directed by Fabio Bannazzone, in selections from Antonio Vivaldi's 1735 opera Griselda. Now some selections from La Verità in Cemento, a work written for the Venetian Carnival of 1720. Like Griselda, it's set in the mystical East. There's court intrigue that involves the switching of the identities of half-brothers to cause the inheritance of the realm by the son of the sultan's lover over his son by his true consort. Of course, all is made right in the end, and the brothers are given their own lands. We'll hear the second part of the Sinfonia, which is in the somber key of G minor. The rhythm is punctuated with characteristic syncopation, and while there's a fluidity to the melodic line, it nonetheless sets the opening affect. Following this, we'll hear a quintet, something rather unusual, Animan Mio Mio Ben, sung by an all-star cast with Anthony Rolf Johnson, Guillemette Lawrence, Natalie Stutzman, Philippe Jarouski, and Sarah Mingardo. This will be followed by an aria of Prince Zelim, the true heir, Tuma Fendi, and this is sung by countertenor Philippe Jarouski. We'll conclude with the aria Mi Voi Tradir, in which Melindo, the son who was raised as the heir, rages at those who would deceive him. The orchestra is Anselmo Matthias, Jean-Christophe Spinozzi, director.
schernito.
Ma fratello, padre svetato,
con indegna son tradito,
non t'ascolto, un cuore ingrato, che non vedete le pietà, no, che non vedete le pietà,
con indegna,
padre svetato,
con indegna,
padre svetato, con indegna,
con indegna, con dito e
padre svetato,
con dito,
non vedete le pietà,
con dito,
you lo so, lo so, spirito o cuore in capo, spirito o cuore in capo,
heard excerpts from La Verita in Cemento of Antonio Vivaldi with Anthony Rolf Johnson, Guillemette Lorenz, Natalie Stutzman, Philippe Jaruski, and Sarah Mingardo, Ensemble Matthias, Jean-Christophe Spinosi, director. Several opera composers of the 18th century wrote about Pharnaces, king of Pontus, a region on the southern coast of the Black Sea, located today in Turkey. Vivaldi's Farnacci was first performed in Venice in 1727. It was highly successful, and he revived it 3 years later in Prague. Farnacci of Pontus has been vanquished by the Romans, and he orders his wife to kill his son and herself to avoid capture and enslavement. His sister is already in captivity. She was captured by the Roman general Aquilio, but he falls in love with her. After all the customary Baroque intrigue, everything is resolved and no one dies. The opera avoids overly dramatic sentiment. Even the opening, when Farnacci orders his queen to kill herself and their son, is rather regal in nature. Then we'll hear an aria of the Roman general Aquilio, and then we'll jump to the ending to hear the final resolution. Furio Zanassi is Farnacci, Fulvo Bettini is Aquilio. Le Concert des Nations, Jordi Savall, director.
Ricordati che sei regina madre sposa e nell'amor generosa ti volla maestà. Ricordati, ricordati gelosa ti volla maestà. Ricordati che sei regina madre sposa dell'amor generosa ti vuol la maestà, la maestà.
ricordati, ricordati che sei regina, che sei madre, che sei sposa. Ricordati che devo gelosa di tua maestà gelosa. Di tua maestà. Ria che soffri la pena, una servil catena, sì, questa tu devi, pietosa crudeltà, pietosa crudeltà. Regina apestosa, e nello fondo gelosa, ti guarda maestà. Ricordati, ricordati, gelosa, di donna maestà. Ricordati che sei regina apestosa, e dell'amor gelosa ti vuole la maestà, la maestà. Ricordati, ricordati che sei regina, che sei madre, che sei sposa. Ricordati che devo gelosa di tua maestà gelosa.
Penso che quel bello penso che quella guancia vana, che questo cuore in piano, mi salto da la pancia vaga, che questo cor in piaga, risalto cado. Tu stai pensier vivo, né più pensar possibile, che di te vade già ne vade già. Penso che è meglio quella guancia vana e questo cuore in piaga, risalto d'adorar, meglio risalto d'adorar. Penso che è meglio, penso che quella guancia vana e questo cuore in piaga, risolto d'adorar, che quella guancia vana, che questo cor in piaga, risolto d'adorar.
Vadan tutti a ferir le nostre spade.
Traditore, venite, ecco il mio petto.
Principi, è tempo mai che in voi si estingua delle vostre ire il fuoco. All'eterna voce dal generoso cuore risorger faccia il già subito amore.
Vuoi la mia morte? Eccoti il ferro, uccidimi!
Linda e vita e regno.
we heard excerpts from Antonio Vivaldi's opera Fernacci of 1727, one of his great successes. Firio Zanassi as Fernacci, Fulvio Vettini as Aquilio. Le Conseil de Nation, Jordi Savall, director. And that concludes our mini-series on Antonio Vivaldi. I really hope you enjoyed it, and I really hope you learned something about this wonderful composer. Thanks for listening today. If you enjoyed today's program, consider becoming a member of or a donor to the Classical Network. Visit us online at wwfm.org. Through our syndication and streaming, Well-Tempered Baroque is heard throughout the globe, and it's the global network that is the Classical Network. And we do need your support. Contact us at wwfm.org. I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Have a great week.